John Batchelor, Easter time in London. It's a curiosity to me. I read about it, but I've never been through it. And Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he's in London. He writes political economics. He also has volunteered at his local parish, an Anglican parish, that's Church of England, to be the organist. And that is spectacular. I learned it for the first time. Joe, it's a marvel that you can do this because I sit through the service and the organist has to put up with the pew and we can't sing worth a darn. How do you do it, Joe?
Oh, I think it's great fun and, you know, a nice change of pace from being a journalist. And, you know, what is interesting is that for all of this talk about Europe becoming a very secular post-Christian society, Easter does still seem to have a lot of cultural resonance over here. And in fact, unusually, it is a four-day weekend. Europe always gets Good Friday and Easter Monday as public holidays, which we do not in the U.S. And people are always surprised because their perception is that the U.S. is a much more outwardly religious society, which I think in many ways is true. And yet Europe is always very anxious to have the time off work.
Well, the playing of the organ, though, this isn't as if you're doing a concert. You've got to deal with the liturgy, which is stop and start, stop and start. You've got to carry the pew when it doesn't know the hymn. You've got to match the choir. All of that you do automatically as an organist. Are you playing every week, Joe?
No, thankfully I am not. I am only helping out every once in a while. But all I would say is that it is a skill like any other that you kind of pick up as you go along. And I've certainly benefited from some very good teachers over the years. So I would heartily recommend to everyone to have some kind of diversion, whether it's music or a sport or something like that, because it really does help the mental health, especially for those of us whose job is ordinarily to write about politics these days.
And the time on Sunday, how many hours are there services at your, you're the Church of England. We're just simply a reflection of the original church here in Connecticut. How many hours is the pastor and the liturgy engaged on Easter Sunday?
Oh, you start to lose count after a while, so I'm not even sure I could tell you at this point. But again, what I find interesting is that, you know, this broader cultural point, the pews do tend to be pretty full on the holidays, even though the general perception is that Europe is becoming a much more secular society. So you make of that what you will, but certainly there is still this cultural connection to religion in Europe that isn't always outwardly visible.
I was unkind looking around at the end of the service on Sunday saying, where did all these people come? The place was packed, Joe. And I mentioned that's part of your challenge as an organist on Easter. You've got not only got to play with the regulars, but you've got to play with all the people who just showed up on Sunday. And when they sing off key, does that bother you in the organ?
I think when you play the organ, it is about the most noise that any one human being can make at a time. So you tend to, as long as you are on tune, everyone else will eventually have to follow along.
Now, my puzzle also extends to the ceremony of Easter. We have an Easter egg hunt following the service. Did you have one at your church?
We did not at church, but again, this is where Britain comes into its own with all kinds of interesting traditions, whether on Maundy Thursday, it's the monarch distributing coins to various people, which is an ancient medieval tradition. I am told that one church in the city in the financial district hosts an Easter egg roll down Fleet Street in the middle of the financial district, which I have never attended, but it seems like a delightfully quaint, curious English tradition. And then there's, of course, the custom of people going away on vacation over the long holiday weekend as well.
And do you associate bunny rabbits with Easter the way we do in the States?
There is definitely the Easter bunny has become a tradition here, and the chocolate egg.
I have
more than happy to eat plenty of those.
Joseph Sternberg, organist and political economics columnist for the Wall Street Journal in London, giving us an account of Easter in London with chocolate Easter eggs, of course. What is Easter without? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,